Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the Anniversary Sale at omahasteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
The shadows hold more than darkness. They hold the truth. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
With the civil case that's now been filed against Karen Reed, and we're talking about depositions and all this of where it could go if it goes to trial, this could all just end quickly, though, too. Could it not end in just a settlement of, you know, depending if their insurance companies want to just pony up, and if everybody says this is not worth it for the depositions, for everything. This could just end in, okay, here's what, you know, we're willing to offer you. The judge agrees and the families agree. Game over on this one. Could it work that quickly as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's certainly an incentive to settle. But I think from Reed's perspective in terms of settling, I don't know that it's an option for the bars, for certain. Mm-hmm. For the bars, they could be like, but insurance defense lawyers make their living by dragging cases out. Mm-hmm. Like plaintiff's lawyers, they don't collect because it's typically contingent. You sign a contingent fee agreement, meaning that you don't collect until and if you settle or win the case. So there's no money up front. They're not paying lawyers to go take the cases, plaintiff's lawyers. Whereas with the defense guys and gals, they're paid hourly.
Okay.
Like they make their bread and butter is to drag these things out, to do all the depositions. They're in no hurry. So, and obviously there was probably a lot of back and forth prior to. Mm-hmm. So like people need to understand that Paul and the family probably went to a lawyer a long time ago, mm-hmm. and they were trying to do exactly that. I mean, you try to settle before you file suit. Once you file suit, you're in it.
Okay.
You're in the fight. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that they can't turn around, but I'm sure that they were miles and miles apart
sure.
in terms of whatever the adjuster was offering.
Yeah.
And what they were asking.
The fact that we have C.F. McCarthy's and the Waterfall Bar and Grill all being named in this suit, and of course Karen Reed as well, and we have the emotional distress angles of it. I mean, that certainly applies more to Karen Reed, I think, than it does the bar. I don't think the bar can be looked at and say, you intentionally caused emotional distress here. With all these different defendants, can they each have their own list of things that they're being charged with, or is it all nothing? So with the bars, we're finding you guilty of these charges. With Karen, we're finding you guilty of these ones over here, and they don't have to be the same. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hold on. I guess it got some weird thing pop up saying a force quit. It's definitely one of those things where, anytime you have multiple defendants in a case, mm-hmm. you know, you can sue them for different things because some counts won't apply, in terms of, and like you nailed it on the head with the IED, the intentional infliction of emotional distress, that's not going to go to the bars. Mm-hmm. You know, their thing sounds in dram shop in terms of over serving.
Sure.
And they won't have anything to do. So yes, you can have separate counts for separate defendants all within the same lawsuit.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, if it had to be separate suits or if you can just kind of handle it like that. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, things listed here in the compensatory damages. Conscious pain and suffering, fear of impending death, lost earnings, medical expenses, funeral burial expenses, as well as the lost value of life, loss of society, companionship, comfort, guidance, counsel, net income, services, assistance, protection, care, and advice to next of kin. Then you have your punitive and your emotional and your interest and cost. So lots of things there. If she doesn't have an attorney that's being paid for by an insurance company, does she have much of a choice than to, I mean, can you get a public defender on a civil case?
No.
Then you're kind of like, it's people's court then, basically.
Except with, a heavy duty plaintiff's lawyer on the other side of it.
Yes.
So it's like people's court, except where, you know, you're in there And the other people out of the two people has a lawyer that's just going to hammer you. I mean, she like, I'm imagining, I don't know what her family's financial situation is, but her father's going to have to pony up cash if they have that kind of money. Like, they can't just leave her hanging in the wind.
Well, knowing her following, I mean, this is something that didn't exist 5-10 years ago. I'm going to guess if she threw a GoFundMe out there for this, she'd probably get a lot of money to defend herself.
Probably.
Very quickly.
Probably.
So, wow. Well, that's going to be interesting. Coming up to the criminal trial in January, is there anything at this point that can derail that can make it not happen? Or is this pretty much a set in stone? We're having a retrial on the same charges as before.
Yeah, I think that more likely than not, that they are definitely going to go to trial. Like, I don't see any reason why she would be agreeable to delaying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just, like I said, I mean, typically your delays in trials relate to discovery issues, issues with getting witnesses, you know, things like that. Those things just don't exist here. Mm-hmm. Like where we're at right now is that we've got a situation where everything's been laid out on the table. We know they have their evidence. The discovery's been tendered to both sides. Like, this is, they're just redoing it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything in terms of how they're going to handle it mechanically, whether or not they're going to, you know, try the same case, and I'm talking about both sides, has yet to be determined. But whether or not they're ready to go to trial, that's not part of that equation. Mm-hmm. So I fully anticipate that trial date is set in stone.
Wow. It's going to be another dramatic January out there.
real.
My God, I feel bad for that town. I can't imagine there's a lot of people wanting to go and live there at this point with that sort of drama going on.
It's so toxic. It's crazy.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.